In 6 months' time, cigarettes will be hidden from view in New South Wales shops and service stations. New South Wales will also become the third Australian jurisdiction to ban smoking in cars when children are present. The tobacco industry says some tobacconists will be forced out of business. Jane Margetts reports.
Anti-smoking advocates say today is one of the most significant days in the history of Australian public health policy. New South Wales has become the first state to impose extensive restrictions on the advertising of cigarettes. The Premier, Maurice Yemmer.
Well, today's an historic day. We're announcing the toughest and most sweeping reforms to tobacco laws in the nation, and it's all about protecting the health of our children and our grandchildren.
In 6 months' time, retailers will be forced to hide cigarettes from view. The Assistant New South Wales Health Minister Verity Firth explains.
This means supermarkets have 6 months to comply with the new regulations. Smaller businesses such as convenience stores have 12 months to comply. And tobacconists all up have 4 years to comply. But within 1 year, they need to make sure that their products are out of sight of the street.
Professor Mike Daube, who's president of the Australian Council on Smoking and Health, has welcomed the move.
What advertising at point of sale does is this. First of all, it sends out a signal to kids that buying cigarettes is legitimate. Second, it actually makes people think of buying cigarettes at a time when they might not otherwise do so. And the packs are still presented and designed to be as glamorous as possible.
Is that something that you're calling on then as a next move, perhaps a change in the way cigarettes are packaged?
It's time that we move to plain packaging of cigarettes. There's a vast amount of evidence now coming through from once confidential tobacco industry documents that for tobacco companies, even the design of a pack is a really important promotional vehicle.
Jim Philbrook from the New South Wales Tobacco Traders Association says retailers will suffer.
I think it will deter smokers. The action taken by government in recent years has certainly caused reduction in the sale of tobacco products. And I don't think that anyone in their right mind would think that they will not continue in that vein.
Is that something that you support?
I suppose to a large extent, anything that will deter children from smoking is going to receive our support.
Do you think it's likely that some small tobacconists could go out of business as a result of this?
It may well be that some tobacconists will find it very difficult to exist without the ability to display tobacco products.
New South Wales has also followed the lead of Tasmania and South Australia by banning smoking in cars when children are present. Anyone caught doing so will be fined $250. But in Tasmania, it's been of limited benefit. Only one fine was issued in the first month of the ban. In South Australia, there were 111 fines and 35 cautions issued in the first year. Keith Evans from the South Australian Department of Health says it's been a success, despite some initial scepticism.
We often underestimate the willingness of the community to accept something that is very obviously of health benefit. And that's what we've seen, we believe, with this legislation in South Australia, a significant willingness on the part of the community not to smoke in cars when there are 16-year-olds or others present, and a willingness on the part of the police.
Professor Mike Daube says Western Australia is now falling behind the other states and territories in its anti-smoking policy.
WA was ahead, but now New South Wales is moving ahead of us in some areas, South Australia, Queensland, even Tasmania is overtaking us in some areas. New South Wales is going to be one of the leading states around the world, but what we need now is a national move.
The New South Wales laws are due to go before Parliament in September.
Jane Margetts.